This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. It's been 3 weeks since a fire destroyed Tuluksak's only source of drinking water. Since then, the village has been living on donations of bottled water. The donations have come from activists, a gold mining company, and even an indigenous rapper from the pop rap group The Black Eyed Peas. But noticeably absent has been supplies from the state government. KYUK's Olivia Eberts has more.
Governor Dunleavy has yet to declare a state-level disaster to address Tuluksak's water crisis. In doing so, he's holding back up to $1 million in disaster relief funding for the village. State legislators who represent Tuluksak say they're working on it. Senator Lyman Hoffman says he is looking at options that would pay for the long-term response to the crisis. But Representative Tiffany Zolkowski says that the House can't really do much in the short term and that the governor should declare a state disaster.
The sphere of influence related to the circumstances in the village of Tuluksak and its water crisis is most influenced by the administration and the executive branch's ability to move the disaster request forward within its own process.
She told me that she's contacted Governor Dunleavy's office multiple times in recent weeks, asking him to declare a disaster and to send in the National Guard.
So did the governor's office never contact you back?
I have not heard a response from the governor's office on my inquiries related to National Guard support, whether they've pursued unspent CARES funding that had been provided to the state, or anything related to the issue in Tuluksak.
I also contacted the governor's office. It put me in touch with the State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, where spokesperson Jeremy Zedek said that although the division has not donated supplies, it can provide relief to Tuluksak without a disaster declaration.
In order to respond to emergencies in Alaska, we don't need a disaster declaration. We don't need a disaster declaration to provide water to folks.
I guess I'm just curious if the state had that capability to send water without any sort of disaster declaration. How come they didn't?
Well, one of the requests that we had from Tuluksak was that they didn't have access to fresh the request that we had from Tuluksak was that they didn't have access to potable water. So our primary concern was restoring that access.
Meaning that rather than giving Tuluksak fresh drinking water, they coordinated with private citizens and agencies to make sure that water bottles could be flown in or driven in. Zedek said that part of the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services' job is to make sure that if the community can't respond to the emergency, someone else does, like nonprofits or private companies, but not necessarily the state itself. He said that a gubernatorial disaster declaration is more for a long-term approach to recovery, and the state government likely won't need to respond in the long term in this case, since the tribe has already filed a grant request for a permanent water plant and washateria with the Federal Indian Health Service.
Okay, so it's really not for a short-term response.
That's correct.
Zedek says his division is writing a report on the water crisis to send to the governor's disaster policy cabinet, after which the cabinet could recommend that the governor declare a disaster. The governor could then release up to $1 million in relief funds without legislative approval. Zedek didn't say when or if this would happen. In an email, Representative Zolkowski said, quote, "If any larger community in Alaska was without reliable access to water during a global public health crisis, it is almost certain a disaster would be declared," end quote. She also said that Alaskans who live in Tuluksak deserve just as much access to state emergency resources as Alaskans in other communities. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
Next, in health. The Alaska National Guard will soon have a general who is from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Calista Corporation board member Colonel Wayne Don will be promoted to the rank of Brigadier General this Sunday, becoming the highest-ranking Alaska Native currently serving in the Alaska National Guard. Don currently serves as a commander of the 103rd Civil Support Team of the Alaska National Guard. That team is the state's primary first responder for nuclear, chemical, radiological, and biological events in the state. In addition to being a Chulista board member, Don is a chairman of his village's corporation, Nunivak Island Mikoryak Alaska Corporation. Don's promotion ceremony is scheduled for Sunday, February 7th at 1 p.m. via Zoom. You can find the meeting information on KYUK's website. And finally, over the past week, the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation has announced 173 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the region. It also announced 3 Bethel hospitalizations. This is about the same number of cases that were reported last week, the same number of Bethel hospitalizations, but fewer medevacs and fewer deaths. Last week, YKHC announced 177 new cases, 3 Bethel hospitalizations, 2 medevacs, and 2 deaths. Since March, 4,705 people in the region have tested positive for COVID-19. 22 have died. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips and news at kyuk.org, and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.